I'm Rob Matheson in Doha. The top stories on Al Jazeera. Global coronavirus cases have hit a record high over the past 7 days, with more than a million detected on average each day. The U.S. is the worst affected, accounting for nearly one in three cases in the world. China has been struggling to keep cases at zero. 13 million residents in the city of Xi'an have been locked down for a week. There are reports that people there are struggling to find food supplies. It's a hub of China's industry and technology, and it's struggling with the highest number of cases recorded in any Chinese city this year. The U.S. and Russian presidents have spoken for the second time this month in a bid to de-escalate tensions over Ukraine. The White House says the call between Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin lasted 50 minutes. Biden repeated the threat of sanctions if Moscow invades Ukraine. Vladimir Putin responded that such a move could lead to a complete breakdown of ties between the countries. John Hendren has more from Washington, D.C.
Jen Psaki, the press secretary for President Joseph Biden, has put out a statement. In that, she says President Biden urged Russia to de-escalate tensions with Ukraine. He made clear that the United States and its allies and partners will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. President Biden also expressed support for diplomacy. And it goes on to say the president reiterated that substantial progress in these dialogues can occur only in an environment of de-escalation rather than escalation.
In the U.S. state of Colorado, hundreds of homes have been destroyed after wildfires driven by high winds engulfed two cities near Denver. It's been described as a life-threatening situation. Tens of thousands of people have been told to leave their homes immediately. Strong winds are reported to have brought down power lines, and that's been leading to several grass fires in the area. The U.S. has condemned the killing of at least four protesters by security forces in Sudan. They were shot in Omdurman, where thousands of people rallied against the military's involvement in politics. Demonstrators in the capital Khartoum approached the presidential palace. They want the military to stay out of government affairs during a transition to free elections.